Welcome to the Allison Lombatta Show, a podcast to help women discover and rediscover their confidence and style. I'm Allison Lombattis, and I'm so glad you're here. On today's episode, I'm speaking with Marcy, a retired competitive square dancer who has been struggling to nail down her personal style. She wants comfortable clothes that are up to date, but still wants to look elegant and polished. During our conversation, we chat about dressing with dignity as we age, and you'll be inspired by Marcy's willingness to embrace styles outside her comfort zone. And we unlock a personal style description that really got Marcy excited to rediscover her wardrobe with fresh eyes. I cannot wait for you to hear this conversation. If you haven't subscribed to the show yet, please take a moment to do it now. I've got an incredible lineup of episodes for you in the coming weeks, and I don't want you to miss a thing. If you enjoy listening to the show, I would be so grateful if you take a moment to rate it and leave a review. I know it seems like a silly thing, but your rating and review really do help, especially for new shows like this one. We're going to chat with Marcy shortly, but first, will you join me and my producer, Lauren, for a coffee chat? Hey, Lauren, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm always excited to be here. I've developed a new love for our coffee chats. It's always such a fun time to connect with you. And I also am loving how we're kind of able to like open up this dialogue also with our community. That's something that I've been really excited about. I'm going to actually just put a call out right now. If you're listening to this and there's something you want to hear us talk about, shoot us an email. Put coffee chat in the subject line. Email us at podcast@allisonlombattis.com. We would love to know what you want to chat about, what is on your mind, and you may hear it on a future episode of the show.
Yes. The most exciting thing for me so far since we started doing the podcast is how many of you DM me about our coffee chat. So absolutely ask those questions. We are here for it. We are open books.
Love that. Love that. I can't wait to now I'm going to be like refreshing that email inbox all the time because I want to see what our community wants to talk about. And one of the things that I know based on conversations you and I have been having, based on what is showing up in your DMs, hot piece of conversation that a lot of people are interested in is an Instagram clip that you recently shared on your Instagram. I think this was a clip from, is it Diary of a CEO's podcast, where they interviewed your friend, Dr. Mary Claire Haver. And she was talking about, and if you don't know her, she's like the menopause expert. And she is, I mean, I'm going to say like transforming the treatment of women in menopausal, perimenopause, postmenopausal care. I just see her like shaking up the whole industry, which I love. I am here for. And one of the things that she was talking about was changes that she has been making to her exercise habits and how she's really focusing her exercise routines to more weightlifting and strength training versus high intensity cardio. And the message that she has been sharing with women, do you want to share a little more about what that conversation from her was like and what the reaction to that has been like in your DMs? What are you hearing from people in your community? Is this resonating with you? Like, I want the inside scoop on those DMs.
Oh my gosh. Yes. It was so, so good. And I took that clip and I immediately sent it to both of my daughters. But if you guys missed this, what she's talking about, you can watch the episode of Diary of a CEO with Stephen Bartlett. But she's sharing about how, you know, her fitness has changed over the past few years and how she's focusing more on weightlifting and strength training versus the high intensity cardio. And, you know, just really getting this message out to women to focus on strong over skinny because it has such a positive impact on us as we age. And she was talking about how it's, you know, even so important for younger women to start doing this in their 20s and 30s, because that's when you're really just kind of like building up the muscle in your body at that point in time. And it's going to make it easier because it kind of has like this compounding effect over the course of your lifetime. And strength training is good for our bone density and for so many other things as we age. But the reason I wanted to send it to my daughters is because I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and I think, you know, Dr. Haver had shared this too, that the whole image back then was like, you had to be super skinny. It was all like the Kate Moss models and that sort of thing, which, I mean, again, there's nothing wrong with that, but that was what we were being served constantly. was that that was the ideal body image for women. And I love that my girls are not growing up in a society that's like that anymore. It is about, you know, that strength and building that muscle. And I have really changed up a lot of the things that I've been doing recently, just within the past 6 months, in order to prioritize some of, you know, these other benefits, and not just about I'm doing this because I want my body to look a certain way, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's such a, it's interesting to me. Like, I think it really is big changes like that. Those are changes that happen generationally, right? Like, to have that swing. I know exactly what you're talking about. And the, again, it's that the messages that we see in media and entertainment of how you're supposed to be. And, you know, I'm thinking of like, all of the fad diets that were always everywhere, you know, like, you know, I had girlfriends who them and their moms growing up together were doing like grapefruit and toast, and that's all they'd eat in a day. And I'm like, what are we doing to our bodies, people? Like, this is so unhealthy. So I'm loving, you know, obviously, like anything, we've got a ways to go, but I am seeing that progress being made. And it's such a nice change to see happening. I know as long as I've known you, you've always been, you know, a really active person, prioritized your physical and mental health with your exercise. How has either, you know, this message from Dr. Mary Claire or even before that, how has your fitness changed over the years? What are your workouts looking like these days?
Yes. So about 6 months ago, I've been doing Orange Theory Fitness for, I want to say 6 years. And about 6 months ago, I just started having this like dread, honestly, that's the only word I can think of about going to work out. And I would talk to my husband about it and say, oh gosh, I'm just like, I'm not feeling it. I feel like I'm dragging myself there every day. Something has changed. I used to look forward to this. And it was almost like my body had this knowing that this wasn't working anymore. So I decided to stop doing the high intensity workouts and shift my focus more to doing things like prioritizing walking for 30 minutes outdoors every day and just lifting weights and, you know, thinking about food from a different perspective too. Even, you know, what is going to fuel my workouts better? Or, you know, how much protein should I be eating now that I'm 50 years old? Like, all of these things, I just really started to reevaluate. And I would say it kind of happened right about that 50th birthday mark. And I don't think my age and turning 50 had anything to do with it. It was almost just like this knowing that I had that I needed to do something different. And I don't dread my workouts anymore. And I lift weights 4 days a week now. Again, I try to walk every day, but I do that really for mental health too. I love getting outdoors and just putting my phone away and just going outside and getting that 30 minutes in every single day. And it has just made me feel so much better on so many levels. I'm not constantly sore anymore. I've found that, again, I'm feeling pulled toward working out instead of pushing myself to work out, which has been a huge epiphany, honestly.
I love that you're talking about that greater, that mindset shift, right? And I think so much of it really is the intention behind why you're doing something. And when it's something that is, you're not running away from a thing, you're going towards a thing. And there's so much, like, that feels so much more empowering than like this fear-based, oh, I can't be this person, so I have to run away from that. But running towards, you know, the better possibilities of what you are, what's important to you, what's priority. And to you, like to you, to me, I think to a lot of people, I'm hearing this shift of like, I want to feel strong. I want to feel good in my body. And it's what I'm hearing more messages of is less about how I look and more about how I feel. And gosh, I didn't even think of this until I'm saying this out loud, but I also feel that in the Alpha Formulas community too. We talk about, you know, for years, you and I have also talked about how on the surface, we're serving our community with style, right? With clothes. And what they really don't know when they first join this community is what they're really signing up for is new confidence. And that's a harder headline to sell, right? But really that is kind of like our Trojan horse, right? That's the thing that really, I think, connects with people on that deeper level. So yeah, having your outfits like provided for you every day, it's great. And that's that surface level thing. But that deeper knowing is the confidence that you feel that comes after you've done the outfits is the first thing. And then it's the feeling that comes afterwards. And that's just so empowering.
1000%. I love that you made that connection. The minute it came out of your mouth, I was thinking the same thing. It's all about how it makes us feel. And it is so, so true. And you had shared with me that you've recently had an epiphany in this space too, with strength training. And, you know, in a similar way where you're feeling more pulled to do this now. So what has that transition been like for you?
Yeah, 100%. So I have honestly pain in my body was the thing that finally was like the motivation of, I can't feel like this for the rest of my life. I have had back pain issues off and on for the last like 8 years. And one of the things that I've always known is I've always felt like if I could be stronger in my core, that would probably help, maybe not resolve completely, but alleviate a ton of the pain that I'm experiencing in my back. I also have newly discovered joint pain in my knees, which I know we've talked about a little bit on past episodes. And I had this moment again, you know, those milestone birthdays we talk about. I recently turned 40 and I'm having these moments of like, I can't live the rest of my life like this. I won't make it if this is how I'm feeling, right? So I have been also just, you know, the goal honestly was just move my body, get in the habit of moving my body. And I want to feel, it wasn't like I want to move my body because I need to look a certain way. I want to move my body because A, for my mental health, but B, I want to feel strong in my body. I was so tired of feeling like every moment was a struggle in my body. And I mean, I am starting so small. I'm going to the gym and I'm working and or walking. And I'm also been strength training. And the thing that has totally blown me away is how much I am absolutely loving the strength training. I was doing, I introduced a different lifting technique last week in the gym, and I did the first set. I'm also learning all these things about the gym and like lifting, how do you have to do reps? And I'm like, here I am. I just thought all the gym bros were like killing time. And I'm like, why are they all just sitting on the weight bench after like, you know, looking on their phones? I'm like, they're taking up all the room and we like, they need to share. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. This is that like doing your reps and then pausing. So I'm also being very educated on the whole gym process. But I did a new exercise and, you know, did my kettlebell thing and I did my lifts and then I put it down and I got this big smile on my face. And then I had this moment and I'm standing there in the gym and my eyes started getting watery and I'm like, never in a million years did I ever think that that would be a thing that would happen, right? I'm doing this thing. I'm moving my body. I felt things in my body that I hadn't felt in so long. And it made me smile. Like, who am I? Right? So it's just been this big transformation. And I'm just loving every minute of it, the strength stuff in particular. And there's a lot of things that I've been weaving into my routine to also encourage this habit and this behavior. So I know I'm throwing this at you. I did not prep you for this question, but I'm curious if you have any routines that make things, make it more easy for you to do your regular routine. I know one that I can softball to you, but I know I see your workouts in your calendar every week. So I'm curious if, you know, I know you time block for it. Is there anything else that you've been doing that helps ensure that your fitness goals are a thing that are happening on a regular basis?
Yeah. I mean, I think making it a non-negotiable is huge. And I do that more for my mental health and the way it makes me feel than anything else. Like it is, I know it's the surefire way for me to get out of a funk if I'm in one, or just to have that ritual and that routine in my life. So yeah, definitely the time blocking and making sure it's in my calendar. I follow a YouTube video series. Caroline Gervin is the trainer's name and it's free. I do her iron series, but she has a bunch of different videos. And the thing that I love about it is it's never boring. I do them over and over again. It's like a 6 week long program. And when I finish the first 6 weeks, then I know I'm just going to start it again. And the cool thing about it too is I'm learning to lift heavier for the first time in my life. I'm challenging myself to reach for the heavier barbells each time. And I'm doing like this progressive loading thing, which is like making me so proud of like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just put that amount of weight up. Like it is the best feeling. You're right. I get that feeling of pride and just the things that maybe traditionally, you know, as a female that I wasn't challenged or, you know, told was something that I could or should be doing, right? And it just feels good to get in the gym and accomplish the things that I never dreamed I could accomplish. So it's been super cool just from even a mindset perspective, honestly.
Absolutely. I'm so right there with you. And also for all the ladies listening, watching this on YouTube, I'm saying this as much for me as I am for everyone out there, specifically as a female, especially as a female, you have every right to also be in the weightlifting space of the gym as all those big gym bros do. So don't be shy to take up space, to feel like you need to hurry and do your reps or whatever it is. You're paying for your membership just like everybody else is. You deserve to be there. Own it. Own that space.
Love that.
Yes, right? And I also want to share, I have a couple of little, you know, habits, I guess, that are also helping me. So one for me is, and this is one of those, you've probably heard me talk about her before, Kendra Adachi. She's the Lazy Genius is her internet name. She has a book called The Lazy Genius Way. In it, she shares 13 principles of loving your life. We'll actually link the book in the show notes for you. It's phenomenal. I think everyone should read it. And one of her principles is called decide once. And the theory of that is decide once on a thing that you do and keep doing it that way until it no longer works for you anymore, and then make a new decision. So for me, my decide once has been I go to the gym on Tuesdays and Thursdays and once on the weekend, which means that every morning when I wake up, I don't have to have this internal dialogue of, am I going to go to the gym today or am I not going to go to the gym today? If I go today, then it doesn't matter. I know when I wake up in the morning, if it's Tuesday or Thursday, I'm going to the gym. I'm going to get up. I get dressed in my gym clothes first thing in the morning, which I already have those, like, I always roll my leggings and my workout shirts together, and I just have a basket in my closet that is just gym clothes. So I just reach in and I can close my eyes. It doesn't matter. Anything I pull out is going to go together. And I put on my gym clothes. That is what I wear all day. We've got one car. The moment my husband rolls in the driveway from work at the end of the day, I take the keys and I roll right back out. So it's like that decision is done for me. That has been huge for me. And one of my other habits that I've been doing, I was just sharing this with a girlfriend over the weekend and she was so excited. I have been habit stacking my treadmill walking with TikTok. So if you are like me and you like watching TikTok, 2 hours can easily disappear when you're on TikTok and you have no idea where it went. Do yourself a favor and walk on the treadmill while you watch TikTok. And this is, I even brought a prop to show you. So again, if you're not watching this on YouTube, hop over to YouTube so you can see. We will also link this in the show notes for you. I got a little gadget for my birthday. Best, like, I think it's $26, and that's probably Canadian, so it's cheaper in the States. This is like a little Bluetooth ring, and I take it out of the little case, and I put it on my finger, and you can actually set up your phone. So I prop my phone up on the treadmill, and then I just tap this button, and it swipes the videos for me. So you don't even have to reach your arm out and swipe up. And so TikTok time is also now treadmill time. And let me tell you, those 30-minute walks, those 45-minute walks, those hour walks, they go by so fast now because I'm just hanging out and watching TikTok. And I love every second of it.
Genius.
Right? And the last thing that I have also been doing is, like you, I'm following an online program. It's totally free. It's on Instagram called Before the Barbell. And it is, I think it's 8 or 9 week program. It's all right on that Instagram account. So you can check it out at any time. And basically like week 1, day 1, week 1, day 2, week 1, day 3. And they are teaching you, really, it's more focused on the form and the technique of lifting before you get to those heavy weights so that you aren't hurting yourself. And so then when you are ready for significant weight, then you already have the form and the technique dialed in so that you are doing it without injury. And I have been loving every second of it. Yeah, those are my little gym hacks that have been helping me along in my journey.
That is so smart. Okay, first off, I need that ring. I do Kindle books. Like, my habit stacking is I read my books when I'm on the treadmill, and it's so annoying to have to keep reaching up and swiping up on the phone, especially if I'm in a jog at the moment. But anyway, I got to get that ring. Ladies, if you do not have workout clothes that make you happy putting them on, you have permission to go out and buy yourself some workout clothes. I think that for me is one of those things that pulls me to work out too, is that I like my workout clothes and I feel cute when I put them on, and that matters. That matters too. So you absolutely have permission to do that. And yes, proper form is everything. And that just prevents injuries and makes sure that my daughter just told me this. She said, I think it was like squats or deadlifts or something. And she said, I realized the other day when I went down in weight that I was actually able to do it with the proper form. And when I did it with the proper form, I felt that much sore the next day. So she's like, I know that, you know, not always just moving up in weights is the important part. It's really just getting the mechanics right and getting a program like that. So we'll definitely link all of that up in the show notes so you guys can check it out. And we'll also link up Dr. Mary Claire Haver's interview on Diary of a CEO podcast in our show notes at allisonlamattis.com/podcast, and Lauren's ring, because I want to order one now too. I'm so excited.
We'll make sure you get hooked up with that link, you and our listeners. All right. Are we ready to dive into your chat with Marcy today?
Yes, let's do it. And now here's Marcy's style story. Hello, Marcy. Welcome to the show. I am super excited to get to talk to you today about some of your style struggles and also work through some of your goals with you. So would you mind just giving us a really quick introduction?
So first of all, I'm probably older than your mother, and I have felt good in my style, but I've had help. I had a lady who owned a shop, and it was a designer shop, and she would get designer things and sell them at half price. And she did my colors. And so the first thing she did was change me to browns. This is way when browns were in. And then I was real comfortable exchanging and wearing all these different browns. And then one day I went in and she said, Marcy, you have enough browns, and changed me to navy. And that was good. Well, she retired and I'm like lost. And so then my daughter found Outfit Formulas. And we began, and she lost her husband to COVID in 2021, and they had to go to work full time. So for financial reasons and everything, I went ahead and I got the whole year and share that with her. Okay, this is what's coming next and everything. And you mentioned in talking in your podcast that we have to spend time and energy. I'm jealous of my time and energy. I'm lazy. I want you to tell me what to do. I don't want to. And so that's probably my biggest challenge, is to stop, look, and take the time.
It makes total sense. And I feel like a lot of women find Outfit Formulas for that reason, because they just want somebody to shortcut this decision for them. And I find that even the women who come in who are really just like, hey, give me the shopping list, tell me exactly what to wear, it does make that transition so much easier for you. And then it gives you that foundation to build upon, which we're going to talk about a little bit more later. I'm excited because you shared with me, you know, some of the things that you're learning. One of the things that you even did as we were preparing for the podcast was you threw on that scarf that just kind of drew the whole outfit together. And sometimes it's something as simple as the right accessory to make all the difference. So I'm excited to talk to you today. Well, I would love to ask you, I love to ask this question of all of our guests, but if you had a magic wand and you could fix all your style struggles, what do you think that would look like for you?
Let's see. First of all, it would say that my clothes were all comfortable. I tried on a pair of pants today that I thought I had tried on before. I have tried on before. I thought they fit. I put them on today. They don't. And so I thought, no, okay, go to another pair. So I want to be up to date, but I like more the elegant or polished look. And I have never been a jeans wearer. So now in the last couple of months, because of Allison, who always reaches for her jeans. I have a pair of gray jeans I really like. I do have my light wash and my dark wash jeans. But I also love skirts. And like every time, well, we dance, I wear skirts. But I have costumes. Every church, I always wear a skirt. And when I go to the nursing home, I wear, because I am representing the church, I wear a skirt. And when I go to the doctor's, which is quite a bit when you get older, we joke that you retire so you can go to the doctor. All these doctor's appointments, I've had cataracts, both eyes done cataract surgeries and 3 endoscopy procedures in the last 6 weeks. I wear a skirt because I feel like I want them, the doctors, to treat me with the respect that they want also. And so I want to dress professionally. So those are some of my own rules. And I'm comfortable with pantyhose. And I know that my daughters look at me askance, my granddaughters, but that's me.
Yeah. Well, that's all about finding the pieces that work for you, that feel comfortable and true and authentic to who you are, and dressing with dignity in the way that you feel you want to represent yourself in the world. And I think that's really important. It's about dressing for lifestyle, but it's also about dressing in a way that feels truly authentic to you as well.
I really like that word, dignity.
Yes. Well, you shared with us that in your pre-show application that you would love to feel more confident that you could make the decisions that would give you a closet of staple pieces that are current and that also fit your style. What would you say is currently working really well for you with your clothes and style?
Some of the things that have worked, well, the things I can more tell you, the things that aren't working. For example, I got a navy pleated skirt. That's really easy to wear. It feels like an inch too short. And I don't want a midi. I want something that comes to my knees. But I am 5'10 or 5'9. I'm long. I remember sewing, you know, when I was younger, my mother made my clothes. We had to add it at an inch in the top and an inch in the bottom. And that's a real challenge for me, is to find the skirt lengths right now. Because the pants, the wide legs I like, and the high waists are back. Those low waist, because a high waist on me is not quite a high waist, if you know what I mean. And those lower waist, what do they call them? Mid-rise are like bikini. And so they go over my widest part of my hips, make me feel fat, give me a muffin top.
So the fit has been an issue, probably. Because you're taller throughout your entire life, just finding those perfect unicorn pieces, especially when it comes to jeans, that makes total sense. I'm sure that on some level that makes it a little bit easier for you to wear skirts because you don't have to worry as much about the fit at the top on the skirt, but the length then becomes the issue for you in that space. Okay.
So right now I'm good on the jeans and I have, you know, every color, and I have a favorite pair of black punty pants that I have never seen another color. They better not wear out. And that's my other thing. My favorites wear out. All winter long, I wear a turtleneck. My neck gets cold. The last couple of days, I've tried to go out in a heavier thing without a scarf around my neck. I'm cold today. So I have these, my own quirks.
But those quirks are what make you unique, and they're what really just add that little extra something to your style to put your stamp on it. So I think we can work with those and really find a way to just kind of bring that all together in a way that makes you feel confident. In some of the roadblocks that you had shared, you did say that being creative with what you have and staying up to date without being trendy has been an issue. And I do feel like you've echoed that in some of these sentiments. You also mentioned that because you're older and have adult grandchildren, that you do have some limitations. One of those being what you mentioned already, that you have a tall, lean body, and it seems to be expensive to fit that, and you no longer wear high heels. And you prefer a classic and elegant look, but you don't want that look to be dated or old-fashioned. So you have trouble knowing.
Exactly.
You also have trouble knowing what clothes to get rid of. So tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, man, that is so hard for me because I'll look at things and think, well, maybe it might go. And so my mites are really big. I have a limited closet space, and I have kept to that. We have a walk-in closet. Half of it's mine, half of it's my husband's. So I have, you know, and I have organized it to color, but I have all summer and I have all my clothes in there. So I don't take out and put away winter clothes and bring out summer clothes. They're all there. I do kind of, okay, that's too summery. Skip over that. Some of my winter things I had, there were tunicky. Tunicky isn't so much in anymore. So it's like, what do I do with those? I took some of them and I put them in another closet. I did put those out. So that's as far as I got. I removed them from one closet and I put them in my dance clothes closet. But to actually say, no, I'm not going to wear this anymore, or no, that's not in, I have to have help with that, I think.
Well, you've started the important first step. You have removed some of the pieces that you know you're not wearing for sure. And I did see on your application that your last full closet cleanout was about 10 years ago when you moved. Is that correct? Okay. Well, we have a great place to start then. That's good. I would like to transition a little bit to talk about your style story. I love this part of the show so much because we get to learn a little bit more about your history and the influences and experiences that you've had around style, you know, some of the messages that you may have heard growing up from childhood to adulthood, and what your choices and options were that you had available, because these are the stories that shape us and also, you know, drive our choices, as well as some of the external influences that maybe we had imposed upon us. So before the show, did you have a chance to look back through any old photos or really think about how your style story has unfolded?
I did. Most of my photos are on trips. So when we're on trips, I'm usually wearing slacks and different tops. I noticed that you have this layer, this outer layer. I tend to do like the tank and a top. They're part of my top. They're not my outside layer. And so that I'm noticing is a way I can go that I have not done before. I was surprised that they didn't look as bad as I thought they might have. But there is one picture, and I don't know how to find it. I went through my pictures. I marked them as favorites. I went to find favorites, and it won't find them. So it is a navy dress. But it is a little bit full around the waist, a little fuller there. That's my good point. That's where I like to be slim. I have a waistline. And then the other challenge is, in these last couple of years, I've gotten a tummy, and I cannot, if I try to, you know, the shapewear, I feel horrible. I get sick. I can't do that. So I have to kind of accept that. So how do I do peplum look, or with this tucked in look? How do I get the waistline look with it? I mean, that's a big challenge to me. That's hard.
So two of the things you noticed were that you tend to not do a completer piece like a topper with your outfits. And also you were really drawn to this photo where you felt like your waist was defined and you were drawing attention to that. So this is giving us some important clues about some areas where, you know, we can make a few little changes. And definitely, you know, as our bodies transition, so many women go through this phase of, I just don't know how to dress the body that I have now, and figuring out ways that we can still accentuate the things that we love about our bodies, but in new and fresh ways is super important as we work through these different phases of our lives. So did you have some style role models growing up? I would love to hear about those.
Probably Grace Kelly was a big influence. My wedding dress was very Jackie Kennedy type, very plain, very. Those things were stylish, or were influences. But I love prints. I love color. I have a section in my closet that has my plain blouses, my turtlenecks are somewhere else, and my tank tops are somewhere else. And then the rest are all these colors. And it's like, how do I put those together with these basics? And so part of my challenge is taking a dressy blouse and putting it with jeans. And I noticed that just recently with, again, through you, because of your influence on me. So growing up, what else? Those are the ones that I mostly remember. I look back at my at pictures of my mother, and she was so able to put things together. She sewed for herself and would do designer things and look amazing. And I look okay.
Sounds to me like you're trying to find a balance here between that elegance that you love with the Grace Kelly and Jackie O, and bringing that to a place where you're also able to combine it with a casual lifestyle and really finding casual elegance and figuring that out for yourself. Does that feel?
That's a beautiful word. I hadn't thought of that, casual elegance. I was almost like backing away from casual, but, and yet that's where, that's the style these days. That's where we're going away from all that structure.
Yes.
That I was really comfortable with.
Yeah. So you mentioned you don't want to be, quote, trendy, but you do want to feel like you're updated and, you know, possibly being able to combine that elegance with the more casual feel of today's styles could be that nice happy medium for you, that you can find your own signature style in there and borrowing from, you know, being influenced by your mother's style and bringing that to a space today where you do feel updated, yet still are able to capture that elegance that you're looking for at the same time. As a teenager, were you able to explore style?
I was the only daughter of a military. He was a general. So I was the general's daughter. So I have four brothers. I tended to go toward not super feminine, but keep on the feminine because that was mine. I do remember when pink came in as the boy's shirts. Now, this is so far back. It's way before your time. But I was so angry because that was my color, one color that could be mine. And they took it. And now I don't wear pink at all. When I went through my colors, they said, instead of like going to the pink fuchsia, go a little more to the coral. And I do feel better in the corals. Other than that, I don't remember much. I think things were nice. And I never felt, even as I was growing, I haven't felt dowdy, but that's a big fear.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I'm getting older and I'm like, and the things that are comfortable for me and the things that I've worn, I tend to cling to. I'll have things in my wardrobe, like my little black dress. I got it in 2018 and it's already 2024. So that's right. Like I feel like time is going so fast and can I keep up? Now with the new spring capsule, I got a few glimpses of it before it came out because there were a few teasers in there. And I did get an open weave cardigan. Even though I wear turtlenecks, most of my things are V-necks. I don't like t-shirts at all. I'm not real comfortable in the rounded neck. So I got those every Christmas and every Easter. I get all the grandchildren something that kind of matches. We match with them and we have the cousin's picture, all the grandchildren and us. And that's my favorite thing all year long. So this year I got two of the girls, the open weave, sweater that you modeled with Lauren in your last video. But I got for myself a cardigan. And I thought, oh, I can work with this and with this and with this, and I can update things. So I'm excited about that. And then the shoes. So maybe that's all the answer that I need for right now.
But I love your willingness. You're willing to try new things and find ways that incorporate those into the pieces that you already have in a way that feels, again, very true to you, because you're not wanting to try to be super trendy, but you do want to update your classic pieces that you have. You mentioned your little black dress from 2018, which honestly is a classic. I have some little black dresses in my closet from probably that same time frame. And those are items that really aren't going to make you look outdated over time. So you know, really just having that distinction between the classic pieces that will stay in style for many years to come, and then finding those updated items that do feel authentic to you, do feel true to you. And just the fact that you're in the Outfit Formulas program and you're trying new things and you're experimenting, that says a lot about you and your willingness to just continue to make this an important part of your life. And I love that. And I also want to ask you about dancing. You've mentioned this a few times. Tell me more about that.
My husband and I are a part of two exhibition teams. So it's square dancing, but with a twist. One team does lifts and the other one does more old fashioned things. And we have done shows at retirement homes and at square dance conventions. And so we have all these costumes with great long dresses. They're double skirt. They're double circles. We have slips and petty pants, you know, that bloomers that go to our ankles. We wear white socks and little black shoes with like black Mary Janes. And this year we've been invited to Canada to their square national square dance convention. We're one of only two or three teams left in the United States that do this. And I'm the oldest on the team. I don't look at, thank goodness, but I am. And that is a challenge.
You're so inspiring in so many ways. You're just such an example of living a full life, staying active, pursuing your interests. And I just want to let you know, I'm inspired by you. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, I'm inspired by you. You are so brilliant. I think of your background and what you're doing now and how you put all that together. And I'm just like in awe. And you do so much research for this. So I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you.
That part is really amazing.
It's truly an honor. Well, I would love to move into a little bit of some takeaways with you today. I thank you so much for your vulnerability, for sharing your story, for sharing your struggles with me. And I don't take that lightly. So thank you very much. Let's shift gears a little bit. And we're going to talk about some of the possible actions that you can take from our discussion today. And honestly, I think that, you know, one of the biggest things is really going to be more of that experimentation for you and getting comfortable with the changing styles and finding a way to make those styles feel true to you and authentic to you. And I love that you're not feeling pressured to adapt things that aren't working for you, but you're finding ways to even take the formulas, you know, even like you shared in our discussion before we even started recording today, but take those not just off the page, but also find ways to incorporate pieces and make substitutions that make them feel more like you and that work for your lifestyle. So I would just encourage you to continue to explore that part of it and find ways that you can adopt more of this casual elegance feel to your wardrobe. If you've never used Pinterest, this is a great place for you to start.
That's one thing I was going to say. That is another challenge. I've never used Pinterest. And you talk about the Facebook community.
Mm.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay. Well, we can definitely walk you through that. And we can give you some help and support there, because really just having that live community support is so crucial to any journey that we're on, right? Just having other people that are going through this with us that can give us advice and support. And the women in there are just amazing on every single level and are more than happy to help you out. We have women from all ages, all body types that are represented in there. And many of them that are going through, you know, similar transitions where our body shapes are changing. And we want to find new ways to dress ourselves that feel like we're accentuating the positives of our bodies and really just celebrating those changes as we go through life. So I really feel that you would benefit from that community aspect. And also with Pinterest, I'd recommend just going to Pinterest.com and typing in casual elegant outfits. And you can kind of start scrolling through some ideas there, getting ideas for pieces that you can utilize in your own closet to recreate those outfits. Just kind of like the same concept that I teach with outfit formulas of looking at the picture and translating that to whatever works for you. You mentioned you love printed blouses and that you like the higher waisted jeans. So maybe printed blouse, high waist jeans outfits. You could search that and see what comes up and just really trying to start getting those creative juices flowing so that you can recreate these looks with pieces from your own closet Which brings me to my next takeaway. And honestly, I recommend doing this before anything else. And I know this is unpopular, but there is so much peace of mind that comes from a cleaned out closet, and it is totally worth the effort. And I know since it's been 10 years, it's got to feel completely overwhelming to you at this point. But it's also clear from some of the things that you shared with me today that you would absolutely benefit from just getting rid of the noise of the things that you're no longer wearing, that are no longer serving you, and really focusing on what you do have, what you are wearing, so that you know what you're going to need to fill in those gaps in your wardrobe. And once you have those gaps filled in with pieces that you feel are the right closet staples for you, it's going to make it that much easier for you to get dressed every day. So what do you feel like right now is the biggest roadblock keeping you from cleaning out your closet?
I think the time it takes. And I just have to take the time. I mean, if I'm going to do this, like you said, one of the things I started was paralyzed by fear of wasting money and getting it wrong. So that was huge to me. You said closet contentment was possible and that I would have to take the time to do it. So I see that. And I think I can do that. Just take everything out and either put it on. I do have one of those racks. I use it for packing. And then just put everything else on the bed. There are some things that I was so comfortable in and I loved. They were so on trend or whatever, and they no longer are. There was a navy and beige and turquoise. It had a turquoise and a beige or camel stripe in it, and a sweater that went with a navy straight suede skirt. They are too structured, too tight. They're no longer in style. And it's like, and I'm just thinking of those and thinking of letting them go. And it's just hard. But so it's almost like I'll just have to keep thinking of you going, you know, and then keep saying to myself, is it casually elegant? And let it go.
That's a great litmus test for letting go of pieces. And if this is overwhelming for you, I do recommend doing it in a single day if you're able to, but if not, that's okay. The only way to eat the elephant is one bite at a time. And even if you're taking 5 items out per day that you're no longer wearing, over time, you will get to that place. With my closet cleanout methodology, I recommend taking everything out and then sorting things into boxes. We have our cash box, which is anything that you can sell or donate. We have our stash box. Those are the items that maybe you're kind of on the fence about, but you're just not quite sure about if you want to let go of those yet or not. And then we have our trash box, which is anything that can be recycled or just is no longer wearable. So once you sort things into those piles, then you can really focus on what's left. And that is generally what you're actually wearing. And those are the pieces that you can put back in your closet. And those are the only things that should be in there at that point in time, because that is what's going to help to remove that decision fatigue. Because when you walk in your closet and you see things that, you know, you've accumulated for 10 plus years, it's overwhelming at times to know what to wear and to know what's working for you anymore. And if you're wondering what questions to ask yourself, I love that you've already identified, is this casual elegant? If it is, then yes, it can stay. If not, then no. Have I worn it in the past year? That's another great one. There are exceptions to that rule, of course, things like your classic little black dress. Maybe you didn't have an occasion to wear it in the past year, but that's another great question to ask yourself. Another one is it a classic piece that is going to stay in style? Is it still in good condition? Can I pair it up in more than one way? That one is super important, especially in the capsule wardrobe world. We want to be sure that we're able to wear our pieces in multiple different ways so that we do get more bang for our buck. Do I feel good when I wear this? That one is super important. And you have hit, you know, the nail on the head so many times about fit and how something has to really just feel comfortable to you. And that's so important. Does it fit? That's another great question. You know, you had mentioned some of these more structured pieces that don't fit you any longer. And would I buy this again? I love that question. That's kind of my tiebreaker a lot of times when I'm trying to decide if I'm going to get rid of something or not, is would I buy this again? And if the answer is no to any of those questions, then it's easy. This piece is not a keeper. we do have these questions on our closet cleanout guide, which you can get at outfitformulas.com/cleancloset for our listeners. If you're a member, it's in the Outfit Formulas membership. So that will help to guide that process for you. But really, you know, closet contentment does not come down to adding more to your wardrobe. It actually comes from cleaning it out and curating with your clothing with intention. So, you know, I think that that's really going to be step one for you, because this is going to help you to build that solid foundation of those closet staples that you're going to want to have going forward, and figuring out those pieces that do work for you. You found a few pair of jeans that work, you found some skirts that work, and you can start mixing and matching those items and really just applying the Outfit Formulas concept to some of the pieces that you already have in your closet. So you have a lot going for you in there. It's just a matter now of kind of bringing that together into a cohesive wardrobe that works for you right now.
I love the new app, the beta app. I go on my phone and I look at the app for today and I think, okay, it's colder than that, or I need something. And so then I'll just go back and look like, oh, today I want to wear a skirt. And I go look and look for all the ones with the skirt, and then I choose one and then I adapt that for me. Love that. That is so much fun.
Oh, that's awesome. I love to hear you're using it in that way. And we're planning on building out some more features that will really just make it a lot easier to use the pieces that you already own, so that you can make getting dressed every day even easier than that. Did you have any other questions for me? I love that you're using the app, Marcy. How's your experience been using it so far? We're just getting done beta testing it. I would love to hear your feedback.
I looked at a little bit of the people who reacted to it and things, and it was like beyond me. Their questions and their comments about wanting some of the things that they wanted, I had no idea. So I just look at the day. If it doesn't fit at all, then I just go back through and I think, all right, today I'll start with light wash jeans. Then I'll go through the jeans, find it, and then look at see what it has with it, and then try to make it. And so I wish I could show you this picture. I think I started with a skirt. So I have an older skirt that's bright colors, a little bit fally in its pattern. But I put it with, I think, a plain top and then a shorter sweater, because I'd noticed, you know, the shorter sweater. And so I'd gotten a shorter sweater. And then I put then you have the topper. So it's like, okay, what topper am I? I'm going to wear my trench coat. My trench coat's navy. I didn't like that lighter. I did get it and I sent it back. I like camel. I don't like that lighter beige. And yeah, very classic, boringly classic. And as I'm thinking this, I'm thinking like one of my favorite skirts is a black pull-on pencil skirt, but it's the fabric. It's the newer fabrics. And I'm thinking that's what I have to look for, is the newer fabrics that, yes.
It's the subtle things that make the difference, and you're identifying the right things with that. So I'm excited to hear that you're using the app in that way and that it's giving you that inspiration.
I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I appreciate you joining me today, Marcy, and thank you for inspiring me, for inspiring our listeners, and for sharing your style story with the Outfit Formulas community.
Well, you're so inspirational to me, and I hope to get into the community and learn from others. I'm sure I will.
We would love to have you there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'd love to hear your thoughts about today's conversation. Did you see yourself in any part of Marcy's story? Has identifying your personal style been a challenge? Is your closet due for a clean out? Let's open a dialogue and connect. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube as Allison Lombatis, and I'd love to hear from you. If you share your thoughts about your own style story on social media, please be sure to tag me. I'd love to see it and cheer you on. Remember, you are worthy, style is a skill anyone can learn, and closet contentment is possible. I believe in you. Thanks for tuning in.